Making schools safe means making them safe for everyone. Right now, lesbian, bisexual, gay, transgender, and questioning students are being overlooked in schools. The conversation for ways to make LGBTQ students feel safe in schools is long overdue. In Philadelphia, some young people are finally starting up this conversation. I interviewed a few young people from the Attic Youth Center. We talked about the struggles LGBTQ youth face in schools. First, here's Timothy Miller. He speaks a little bit about being outed and how he faced his family and friends.
I guess the day I was outed was the worst experience of my life. I had people trying to fight me, my parents kicking me out. It was a really bad day. Towards the end of the day, was in school, and it just kind of fell apart from there. It was something on my MySpace that made people start to realize that I had, you know, gay tendencies. So when they found it out, they told my girlfriend at the time and spread it around. My brothers went to the school, so as soon as they heard it, they called my mom. My mom heard it, and my mom was a pastor, so it was a big drama-filled day, me having to walk from school to home with people trying to, like, basically fight me and having to, you know, have one of my best friends drop me, you know, pick me up and drop me off. It was actually the worst day of my life.
After this traumatic experience, it was still an uphill battle to be himself in school.
Because I felt like for the beginning of my life, the whole beginning, until I graduated at the age of 17, it was me portraying a different character that wasn't Tim. It was something, me portraying, you know, Bob or Jim or somebody that wasn't me, you know what I mean? Just to basically be able to live daily life without having the scrutiny of people and not having, you know, people's opinion matter.
Now that he has graduated from high school, Timothy is involved at the Attic Youth Center helping other people like himself.
Like, I come here more so to really connect with a lot of more youth that are at the younger age to try to, you know, even if it's just a smile or a laugh that I could get out of them, just trying to embrace, you know, who they are and what, you know, what they believe in or what they want to do. You know what I mean? That they don't have to fit in society's, you know, closed-minded box of being straight and, you know, all that.
He also has some advice for teachers.
That if you see something starting for staff, if you see something, you know, occurring between two students about, you know, gender, sexual orientation or whatever, like, about that person, you see it's flaring up, stop it and nip it in the bud there. You know what I mean? So it doesn't get so carried away. Because I feel like it's really hard right now. It's so hard right now to really, yeah, basically stop discrimination, because they have let it go on for so long and it's running so rapidly in the schools. So I feel like really nipping anything that you see in the bud and not, you know, let it fester and grow.
Tevin Kirk has been working alongside Timothy and with other young people at the Attic Youth Center. He realizes that the disregard for LGBTQ students needs to be addressed now.
Gay people in schools, they do get picked on, and it's something that's really happening because even with just what happened recently with all the suicides because of homosexuality, they were being picked on or, like, treated differently. And it's not a waste of time because this is happening. Like, they're people and they're here and they have to move on in life. And if they don't have an education because they were being picked on, then it would just lead to, like, them not being able to further themselves because they don't have the education.
Tevin believes that teachers can play a big role in improving the culture inside schools.
Teachers just should watch. Like, they should have a close eye on the students and not just, like, ignore what's going on around them. That the teachers get training to work, be able to work with LGBTQ youth. Because a lot of teachers just come in and they only know what they know, which is like the straight world. And then it's like when they see LGBTQ youth, they've been raised, like in school, they've been raised to like oust gay people. So if they've been ousting gay people all their lives and they come to a school where there are gay people, they won't know how to react and deal with it.
Azeem Hill, a youth organizer for the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools, talks about why he began doing work with the LGBTQ youth.
I've been working, you know, in education reform with the Philadelphia Student Union for a while, and now work with the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools. And I really wanted us to holistically figure out what LGBTQ students need inside of schools. We just came from doing research with Attic Youth to help figure out, you know, how can we survey young people to find out what they need in their schools.
The Attic Youth Center and the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools are working on a student survey. They will be using the results of this survey to bring student-led ideas to the table and make schools safer for all students. I'm Shayla Johnson, and you're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.